In an age where fake news seems to be the height of influence, distinguishing fact from fiction can be tricky, especially for younger people. Research has found that a third of young Australians, 18 to 24, feel confident when assessing the quality of their news, but would like lessons in how to go about media analysis. Media experts, researchers and educators are pushing for a formalised news literacy curriculum. But will this be enough for young people to distinguish the fake from the real? Kate Rafferty has more.
Fake news is littering our media landscape, and researchers say it is a necessity that young Australians learn to be news literate. Kathleen Williams, head of journalism at the University of Tasmania, says young people are becoming more and more sceptical about news as they engage with social media.
Social media is just part of our everyday lives. You know, it's how we access events, how we know what's going on around us. But at the same time, it's also where we encounter news and encounter serious information. And we know that through social media, the logics of how we use social media, that the things which are more salacious or controversial grab our attention, and the algorithms sort of rewarding controversy can at times also probably seem a bit screamy, I guess, but also that it's kind of a really contested space and that can be a really kind of difficult platform to enter through. And in that, you know, there are some distortions and there are some inaccuracies. And if we get better at picking up on them, I think this makes for a more robust society and one in which we can then focus on the right debates and not get distracted by the ones which are just sort of been made up and circulated for whatever existing political or social agenda.
Williams says accessing news via social media can be both positive and negative.
Social media is principally built around the idea of sharing. But I think that because of the nature of social media and the ways in which our attention is sort of diverted between so many things, that, you know, through scrolling through quickly, it is not, you know, a default of anyone that if you scroll through quickly and see a headline, it's, you know, it looks real, it sort of fits within the broader discourse and the broader understanding of a particular politician or event, and so we don't see it as being fake, and then we have to kind of do that source and fact-checking. And, you know, these are great skills to have, and I think that skills that we've pushed in this report to be built into the curriculum more.
Saffron Howden, media expert and co-founder of the now discontinued youth newspaper, Crinkling News, stresses the need for young people to develop media analysis skills.
Well, I think media literacy and news literacy are life skills. And we had Crinkling News hosted a media literacy conference in 2017, and we brought together 35 kids from around Australia to talk about media literacy and news literacy. And they identified just how important this is as a life skill. I think it being media and news literate enables you to be a more informed, engaged citizen.
Crinkling News was the first young people's newspaper of its kind in Australia, launched by Howden in 2016.
The reason we decided to launch a project like that was because there were so few places for young people and children in Australia to access news that was presented to them in a relevant way, and also news that they could trust and they could really engage with, that didn't see them as sort of passive consumers of news and of news and information, but involved them in that process.
The lack of news outlets targeting a younger demographic means that young people turn to social media. According to Kathleen Williams, this is not necessarily a bad thing.
There's lots of doom and gloom about young people and their relationship to news. It might not be that young people, you know, are going to sit down and read a broadsheet from cover to cover. Like, I think we need to rethink what participation means. Let's actually look to mapping as well how young people are using the news, what they're creating, what they're making fun of, you know, how they're engaging in debate, how they're, you know, taking something and running with it in unexpected ways. And let's think about what that tells us about the positive potentials of social and digital media.
Williams sees a formalised curriculum that teaches critical news reading skills as the best support for young people navigating fake news.
I think the media should be a widespread part of the curriculum and not just segmented, and that really, you know, giving resources which are easy and interesting to use. I think that both young people and teachers deserve creative, interesting, funny, critical, reflexive, complex resources in the classroom to really help them get into the stuck into the nuts and bolts around, you know, how we make sense of the world around us and all the tricky parts that come with being a human.
Dr. Kathleen Williams, Head of Journalism at the University of Tasmania, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.